This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Boy, the competition is fierce. Man, the competition is fierce. I guess I'm blessed being married. I mean, I hope I'm not back out there. But I guess there's a lot of warnings now against vaginal scraping. Are you guys hearing about this? Doctors are not big fans of this. All right, let me break this down. Apparently, Mel B. I don't know if you're familiar with Mel B. Mel B was on America's Got Talent. I don't know if she's still on there. I haven't watched America's Got Talent in a while. She was also a former Spice Girl. I think she had dated Eddie Murphy also. I don't know that much about a lot of the more recent celebrities. I haven't been watching the award shows. I just haven't been up on that. I don't know why I need to be, especially being in the media, but just some of that stuff kind of bores me. But Mel B, a very, very talented woman, has revealed that she had the inside of her vagina scraped to remove all traces of her ex-husband, Stephen Belafonte. She said, they scraped the inside of my vagina, she writes, and put new tissue in. It's almost like a rape victim would do. Essentially, you want to scrub yourself clean. Now, she said this in an interview with The Guardian to promote her new memoir, Brutally Honest. This is a book in which she claims she was abused, both physically and emotionally, by her ex. Now, she's 43 years old, and she elaborated on this podcast, Jesse Ware's podcast. She said, I didn't really need a rejuvenation, so I didn't get that done. But the procedure is very similar to what a woman would get done. What it was a bit like, and I say this very candidly, but it's actually very important, she says, a bit like a rape victim. When you've been raped, you want to scrub any remnants off your body, inside, outside of that person, so you can just erase it. So she went to a doctor, Dr. Matlock, and I said, I don't want to feel like the last person that was inside me was this monster. He said, legally, there's nothing I could do about it because you don't need anything done. I said, could he just go in there and get everything out and then pack it with new fresh tissue? Now, I'm a little confused by that because we don't have vaginal tissue lying around. That's just not something. We don't really do extensive grafting procedures on healthy people. However, there are vaginal rejuvenation procedures or curettings that I guess people are doing. This opens up a lot of discussion. What should we be doing when we break up with somebody? And I don't look at this as body mutilation. I get that there's this push to look younger. And there's a lot of cosmetic procedures now that are dealing with below-the-waist anatomy. There's labiaplasty, where women get, you know, part of the folds redone to look cosmetically the way they want them to do. And then this rejuvenation. And how I guess this vaginal rejuvenation works is the doctor uses a laser to start to destroy the tissue. That's supposed to stimulate new growth. And in the new growth process, they claim that you'll have more tightening of the area rather than it being loose. Now, in order for there to be tightening, you have to have skin loss. If you've ever had plastic surgery for something, they remove skin and then they pull parts of your skin together, and it makes it tighter, just like a facelift. So in order for anything like that to happen down below the waist, tissue has to be removed. Well, if we're not cutting tissue away, then you damage it with a laser, and then the resulting scarring will bring tissue together and make it tight. The problem with that is it's not the safest thing to do, and that opens up a whole lot of risks. Women doing laser rejuvenation or vaginal scraping, etc., put themselves at risk for infection, bleeding, burning, and scarring. You know, when you have a scar, you could get a little rogue nerve in there. You know, you don't want chaos happening to something that is very meticulously designed, even if age is causing things to sag and wrinkle. Now, I believe a year ago, the FDA had warned against vaginal rejuvenation, saying that it's not anything that, you know, they would really want people to sign up for as a Christmas gift. that wasn't their exact words. So, the reason why I opened with competition is fierce is older women have asked me about going back out there after they've been divorced with their husband of 20-some years, and what are the expectations? Well, the expectations with dating and things like that out there is, one is this idea of, let's wait until we're married, that no longer exists. So if you're out there dating, unless you find somebody of the same religious values as you, it's going to be very, very hard to hope that sex gets put off until you're married. The other thing I'm hearing is there's a lot of new moves. Lights are actually on in the bedroom, not off. I was always like, well, keep the lights off so nobody could see or whatever. And does it really matter what it looks like? Or, you know, elasticity? Well, yes. I guess lights are on. Above the cover sex is apparently a big deal these days. I don't understand that. I personally think you should be under your sheets and blankets and all that in case the kids walk in. Okay? So there's a lot of different, I guess, rituals that seem to happen now that I'm just a little too old for that I could not comprehend. However, when it comes to the way certain body parts should look, there is a huge trend, and plastic surgeons are getting very, very busy being able to recreate a younger-looking female sex organ. I believe men also have certain options that they could do to make their sex organs as well more youthful looking. And I just, you know, if you go back to caveman days, the looking wasn't really that much of a stimulus. It was just doing. But I guess now we all have to be picture perfect, selfie perfect, Instagram perfect, Snapchat perfect. Wow. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a Florida surgeon has agreed to pay a $3,000 fine after removing a woman's kidney that he thought was a tumor. We've been kind of talking about the story and following it for a while. West Palm Beach surgeon Ramon Vasquez cut Maureen Pacheco open, they said, in 2016, so two surgeons could perform a back operation at the Wellington Regional Medical Center. This is according to the Florida Board of Medicine. But the patient had a healthy kidney that never ascended into her abdomen, prompting Vasquez to believe it was a cancerous tumor. He removed it without her consent. Now, they say Dr. Vasquez is an excellent surgeon. This is his attorney who has been providing exemplary, often life-saving services in our community for many years. In this instance, he, in collaboration with other members of the surgical team, exercised professional judgment. Now, Vasquez admitted to not reviewing the medical records before the surgery. She later sued the two surgeons, who each settled for $25,000. Does that sound like enough? This is interesting, and I'm a doctor. And you know how I feel about lawsuits. But something just doesn't seem right here. Vasquez was sued for malpractice and settled the case for an undisclosed amount. He must also attend 3 hours of training on preoperative patient evaluation. Okay, so there you go. So she might have received more. This $3,000 is a fine from the medical board. Now, some of you have asked how this process works, and I have to be honest with you, I'm not that up on it because I haven't really been taken to the board, thank God, and I, you know, don't really make mistakes. So I'm sure it could happen, but and it does happen. Everybody's human. So I'm not really too sure exactly how each process works in every state. But basically, if something goes wrong, not only can there be a malpractice suit, but you could be, as a provider, be up on at risk for censure from your medical board. Now, your medical board of the state has to make sure that you are fit to work. And if they deem that you are a risk to the public or to patients, they will suspend your license. If they deem that it was an error that would not be, you know, reproduced, then you would be able to still work. So some of you have asked, you know, why are these people that have gotten sued able to still practice? Well, because one lawsuit or two lawsuits does not a bad doctor make, if I'm using that term right. I hate when people talk like that. It's like I'm trying to talk like Yoda. So many lawsuits out there are frivolous. This one isn't, but there are many lawsuits out there that are frivolous. Well, I asked you to remove this mole, you remove the mole, then I went home, my home was not clean, I got an infection, then I went back to you for the infection, you gave me an antibiotic, but the infection still festered, so the wound opened up, and now I have a scar, and I'm suing you for the scar. Meanwhile, the doctor's like, well, you didn't keep it clean, you got it dirty, you didn't, you know, you know, things happen, I treated it appropriately, I did everything I'm supposed to, but I'm still liable. And so some doctors will just say, you know what, fine, I just don't have the time to be dealing with a multi-$1,000 lawsuit. We'll do the settlement. Let me move on. And that a person like that should not lose his license. He did exactly what he was supposed to. He gave antibiotics. He treated it. Did dressing changes. Did exactly right. So there are many cases where things happen. Or we talk very often about that lawsuit where there was a heart doctor that saw a patient and decided to set him up for a stress test because the patient said that he was having chest pain. But the patient was stable and I guess went home later that next week, decided to have a menage a trois, cheated on his wife. In this menage a trois, he ends up having a heart attack and dies. The wife sues a heart doctor because her husband, who cheated on her, died while he was cheating on her. And they found that the heart doctor was liable at some point. For at some degree. And I think there was $1 million judgment against the heart doctor. Now, is that heart doctor at putting the public at risk? Well, if a medical board finds that a certain physician continually ignores, people with chest pain issues and people with, shall we say, signs and symptoms of acute coronary syndrome, lets those people do risky behaviors, yeah, I could see why that doctor needs a talking to. Or possibly he shouldn't be in the cardiology field. But somebody having a heart attack, I mean, doctors aren't God. People will die. People will get pneumonia. People will have heart disease. People will get infections. There's only so much we can do. Now, when is it malpractice? Well, if a doctor uses a dirty instrument. He knows gosh darn well instruments are supposed to be sterile. He picks up a dirty instrument, uses it on somebody, and introduces an infection. Yeah, that could be malpractice. Which is why when doctors go, hand me the scalpel, hand me this, they should always, as much as you could do bird's eye, make sure you just got a brand new, a brand new right out of the autoclave cooled down and sterilized piece of equipment or a new disposable piece of equipment. See, for me and my procedures, I just would unwrap everything myself. Because what if somebody sneezed while they were getting my tray ready? You know, the average doctor doesn't have time for that. They do need to trust their staff, but you're trusting your staff. And if your staff mess up, you're the one that gets sued. If, let's say, you have a diseased kidney, and that diseased kidney is on the left, and your doctor decides to remove the right, a healthy kidney, that's a problem. That's malpractice. You ask for a medication. You inform that medical provider you're allergic to a medication. The doctor instead gives you the one you're allergic to than the one you requested. That's malpractice. Now, again, if these happen once in a blue moon, then, this isn't somebody that needs to lose their license. But if this repeatedly happens, there's something going on. Does that doctor have dementia? Is that doctor, is there some other, you know, scrupulous things going on? So how does something like this happen where somebody takes out a kidney that should have never been taken out? And when you open somebody up, I find this kind of very interesting, because when you open somebody up for back surgery, you have your orthopedic doctor and then you have your vascular surgeon, because you have to remove vessels. You don't necessarily have a urologist, right? Or someone that deals with kidneys and reanastomosing vessels and things like that. So, in a particular situation such as this, I might have considered taking a small biopsy, leaving the organ there, finishing the procedure we were meant to do, and said, look, while we were there, we took a small biopsy. But usually most medical providers will consent for if we end up going in there, we see something, are you okay with us taking, you know, a sample? It's kind of uncommon to just have a whole organ removed, but they probably didn't recognize it was a kidney. They thought it was a tumor. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So leaky blood vessels in the brain may predict Alzheimer's disease years before you get it. So the walls of the blood vessels, we have these blood-brain barriers, but we have our blood vessels are pretty tight. And when we're younger, they prevent things from coming in and depositing in the brain. Yet as we age, their filter loosens a little bit. And we call them leaky vessels. And researchers at the University of Southern California say that capillaries, which are the tiniest blood vessels in the body, link the small arteries and the veins, right? Because you have arteries that bring blood to the tissue, then the veins bring blood back. What bridges them? Well, capillaries. Apparently, they could begin seeping years before the toxic proteins end up depositing in the brain. So this team at USC says that repairing them could slow down dementia from developing into Alzheimer's disease and potentially even prevent Alzheimer's disease. So this blood-brain barrier, if we can intervene early on, which I'm blown away at how they could do this, we can hopefully prevent amyloid beta and tau proteins to enter and then deposit in the brain. And as you know, these proteins cause scar tissue, cause a disruption of neurons, communicating with each other. And so we end up, if you have a process that starts depositing them, obviously the process goes on for a while, to the point that when you age, you end up having dementia. So for the study, they looked at 161 adults age 45 or older. They gave them a lot of tasks to look at memory and cognitive thinking. And then they came up with a score. Then they did brain scans and analyzed their cerebral spinal fluid to measure how much the capillaries, okay, could be leaking. And they found that participants with the worst score on the memory test had the most blood vessel leakage. So you could identify it early with a scan. Now how you fix it, that's beyond my pay grade. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Mo. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump outside the cold and snowy White House saying Democrats are the key to ending the partial government shutdown.
Democrats have to do something. We need their votes, otherwise we can't solve it. Without their votes, they now control the House. Let's see if they can lead.
Jake Patterson is set to make his initial appearance in Barron County Circuit Court in Wisconsin on Monday afternoon, where prosecutors will formally charge him with two counts of intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping. Patterson allegedly abducted 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and killed her parents back in October. Elizabeth Smart tells NBC's Today Show the next few months will be key for Kloss.
You don't go back to the old normal. There's only a new normal. And coming to terms with that and accepting that, that's probably, well, at least for me, it was one of the biggest and hardest steps was accepting that there was a new normal and then coming to embrace it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember there was this stool company called Squatty Potty, and I haven't heard advertising for them for a while, but it was basically a footstool that you would have by the toilet. And it was nice. It was a little expensive, I think, when it first launched. I think the prices have gone down. But I remember thinking it was a good idea because we in the last few centuries have started to, I don't know, idolize the toilet. the porcelain throne when it really isn't the most ergonomic, not the most instinctive for us animals that have to poop. Well, a study from Ohio State University kind of reinforces this theory that you do need to put up your feet when you poop. I guess where this comes from is we're being told that you need to stand or squat because it allows you to poop more naturally. You know, if you ever, you know, tried to potty train your kids, or maybe even when you were in the act of potty training them, but, you know, you remember your kids running around, and then all of a sudden your kid would stop running around and stand in a corner. You're like, what's he doing? And he'd stand, and he'd strain, you know, and bend his knees, and poop. And he stood and he pooped. And then he was happy that he'd run around and then the place stuck. And then you're like, can I please change your diaper and clean your tushy? No, mommy, ah. You know, running around all funny, like, I need to clean that tushy. It's like the house stink. All right, no, I like stinky tushy. So they'd run around the house or whatever. And then I'm like, all right, I'm sick of this with the diaper and cleaning poo-poos. You're going to sit on these little potties. And these kids don't originally take to the sit-down potties. I remember we bought my son this Sesame Street yellow, green, and blue plastic thing that had a pee-pee deflector for boys. And they would sit, and the pee-pee deflector would kind of scrape on their thighs, right? And our kids would purposely aim outside the deflector, right? I guess the deflector was supposed to bring the pee-pee straight down, and instead, you know, the kid wanted it removed, and it would go all over the place. So, and then they would try to sit and potty. And I remember, you know, my son hated it. It just didn't seem natural. The toilet seemed a little better. Toilet was great, but not these little portable poo-poo things. But if you notice, many of these little kid poo-poo potties, or little potties, they're actually low to the ground where your knees are bent. And we find that the little kid potties that aren't so much putting your torso at a 90-degree angle, but more at a 35-degree angle between your torso and legs, allow these kids to poop better. So our kids have basically kind of taught us the science. Well, Dr. Peter Stanich and his colleagues used a sample size of 52 people. Yeah, sample size, right? Like a stool sample. Used a sample size of 52 people. And of those who used a stool when they pottied, 71% reported faster bowel movements. 90% reported less straining. Now, I don't know if they measure the bowel movements like we measure fastballs in baseball, but I think this was all patient-reported. But 71% said, oh, yeah, I pooped faster. 90% said, yeah, I strained less. So for those of you going, okay, wait, I want to buy these, hold the phone, okay? They're called defecation posture modification devices. Dipimidas. And these defecation posture modification devices may charge you more than you just going and buying a step stool. Now, one person asked, can they just bring their legs up and put their legs on the toilet seat? If you could fit, I don't think I could barely fit on the toilet seat plus my feet. I have size 10 feet, so I don't think I could do that. But I have known women that have been able to deliver birth, right, deliver babies, holding their knees to their chest. I don't think you have to hold your knees to your chest. However, it does shorten the passage. So you're, you know, yeah. Now, the problem is we have constipation issues. I think a lot of us. They say 20 to 30% of the U.S. population suffers from constipation. And unfortunately, this percentage increases. So what's the definition? Well, to some, they say it's less than 3 bowel movements a week. If you only poop every other day, you're probably constipated. So what could be making you constipated? If you don't drink enough water, if you don't have enough fiber, if you have a lot of cheese or dairy, fat, gluten, high meat diets, that can make you constipated. That's why people who did the Atkins diet or heavy keto diets get constipated because they're, you know, doing more protein and not having enough carbs. Caffeine could constipate you, low thyroid, stress, lack of exercise. Hey, if you're pregnant, that doesn't really seem to help. hormone fluctuations, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, cancer can make you constipated. Some people that abuse laxatives to lose weight can have constipation, eating disorders. And then there's a lot of medications you could take, antidepressants, iron supplements, narcotics. So, you know, people always ask, well, look, what should our stool look like? Well, stool changes, right? It goes from when stool is made, it's a variety of food that has been churned throughout your small intestine to get almost every nutrient they could out. And then there's some water mixed in. Well, what happens if you mix a whole bunch of colors together, right, with paint? You kind of get a brown. So, and there may be, you know, other components in there too. So, usually stool should be kind of brown. The longer it stays in the colon, the more the water is absorbed, and so the harder it could look. The stool churns and churns in the large intestine. The primary goal of the large intestine is to absorb any water from your food. So, if your poop is like rock hard, that's a sign you could be constipated and not drinking enough water because your body's trying to get every drop out of the stool it could, kind of like an Aquaman. If your stool is water, that means you're having transit issues and the stool is not being processed by the colon properly. And then you're at risk for dehydration because obviously you're not absorbing fluid, you're not absorbing your water out of your food and you're starting to flush the stool out. So there's a Bristol stool chart that I have on my website and on my Facebook and Twitter that shows you how your stool should be. And we want your stool type 4 or 5, where it's either like a sausage, looking smooth and soft, or soft blobs. We don't want it sausage. We don't want it look like an Almond Joy. Wait, Almond Joy's got nuts, mounds don't. Almond Joy. We don't want it look like an Almond Joy. We don't want it that way. We don't want to see cracks on its surface because that means it's dried out. We don't want pebbles or M&M looking things, but we also don't want liquid. So, should it float? Yeah. Whatever floats your boat. Floating helps, but if it does sink to the bottom, that's not the worst thing. But we kind of want nice brown poop that's not bloody, that's not black, that's not yellow, that's not overfloating, right? And you need to drink more water. You need to look at your medications. Make sure that you're not taking anything that's constipating you. Look at your diet and increase more fiber. You got to visit your medical provider if you are having problems pooping. Just don't buy a stool, okay? Make sure your medical provider makes sure there's no, you know, hemorrhoid issues, tumor issues, that kind of thing. And you do have to relax. The big problem a lot of us have is we are on the run. You know, if I'm on air and I only have a four or five minute break, I'm not going to use that time to potty. I'm going to wait till after the show. I know. See, aren't I nice? I know. Or, you know what? I'll do it before the show, then I can tell you guys all about it, right? If it was a clean break or not. But your body has to relax. And sometimes you just need to put your feet up and, you know, smell the roses, so to speak. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, falls. Apparently, Utah has reported that I think 1/3 of their seniors has a fall. Let me talk to you guys when we get back about how to fall-proof your house. Don't go away, but right back, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the leading causes of hospitalization in the elderly is a fall at home. And they say in those 65 and older, who I don't really consider elderly, I think 65 is still middle age, but according to that statistic, falls are contributing to the leading cause of fatal injury in that age group. In fact, they say falls may be the number one cause of fatal injury, even more than car accidents in that age group. So even though Utah is boasting a number of a third of their over 65ers falling, according to the National Council on Aging, the NCOA, 25% of seniors fall each year, so a quarter. I tripped the other day in my house, and I'm not a senior, but I could totally see myself increasing this statistic single-handedly. And it might be a little goal of mine. I like to mess with statistics, right? You know, see if I can kind of change the, you know, the balance of things. So this is what they cite. Every 11 seconds, an older adult is treated in the ER for a fall. Every 19 minutes, an older adult dies from a fall. So within this show, this hour, two older individuals have died in this beautiful country of ours because of a fall. They say falls are the leading cause of fatal injury and the most common cause of non-fatal trauma-related hospital admissions among older adults. Falls result in more than 2.8 million injuries treated in emergency departments annually, including over 800,000 hospitalizations and more than 27,000 deaths. They say in 2015, the total cost of fall injuries was $50 billion. Medicare and Medicaid shouldered 75% of these costs. They say the financial toll for older adult falls is expected to increase. Why? Because the population is aging. They say it may reach about $67.7 billion by the year 2020. So, you know, these all sound like numbers, but we fall. Our loved ones fall. Our parents fall. You got to prevent that. So what are some things you could do to prevent the falls? Well, one is improve the lighting. This is a no-brainer, but we forget it. I mean, I'm telling you right now, in my house, a lot of the lighting is in the ceiling. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and a lot of our homes are newer. And so the lights, well, you don't have to buy lamps that take up surface area. A lot of the newer homes, you have lights in the ceiling. So you just have to change out the bulb. The problem is it's in the ceiling. I can't reach the ceiling. I also don't know where our ladder is. So I wait until my husband does it. Now, for any of you that have a husband, you can understand then the time delay that, or, you know, the time it takes from my putting in the work order to when the task gets done. So I put in a work order, I think, before Halloween. And here we are in 2019, and the light bulbs are not done. I know you men out there are like, okay, then ladies, you do it yourself. You can't change a light bulb yourself. I can't. I let me be honest with you. I cannot change a light bulb myself, and I tell you why. I drop things. I just do. And I don't do well reaching up, trying to hold my balance, and holding on to a light bulb. That light bulb will fall, and glass will go everywhere. I would rather live in the dark than step on a piece of light bulb glass. That's just me. So, no. I don't complain about how long the work order ticket's been out, you know, and I don't really yell at my hubby for that. There's other things I yell at my hubby for. But we are going on 3 months, almost. So you have to improve the lighting in the home. The other thing, too, also is you got to make sure that in your parents' place, et cetera, grandparents' place, that the location of the lighting is not augmenting certain shadows. So, for example, let's say there's a little critter, like a doggy or kitty, that like to hide they like to hide. You know, they think they camouflage, you know, by the stairs or on the carpet or tile, but they know shadows and they like to hide. So you walk into a room thinking that you have a nice stride ahead of you, and here you had an animal hiding in the shadows that decides to run out. So certain shadows can mess things up, so you got to get rid of those. And then, which also brings us, you probably got to get rid of the pets. You know, dogs will follow you around and be at your heels, your cats. Your cats will purposely rub up against your ankles and calves. My cat tries to trip me until I feed him. He knows gosh darn well that I'm trying to walk, and he will get in between my legs, right, down by my ankles, so I could, you know, walk. He's trying to steer me. You know, it's funny. They say these cats, you know, rub up against you to leave their scent and to mark territory. That's not always the case. They're trying to direct you. They're trying to herd the humans. Well, that's going to make you trip. So if your mom or dad want a pet, maybe get a bird or goldfish. Then the other thing you need to do is clean up the clutter. All right? we have books and magazines and all sorts of crap. That is going to impede one's stride. If the kids came over and played at grandma's, and don't just bail and make grandma clean up the toys. Clean them up so they don't have to slip. Speaking of slipping, there's non-slip socks that people can wear, especially if they have a tile house. Or there's non-slip mats. When I wait at tables, I love these non-slip mats. These non-slip mats are great. How they work is they're about an inch high of rubber, this flooring, so that when somebody does spill, you know, making the sodas real quick or getting the waters or the iced teas or the coffee, the fluid falls down, the fluid will fall down on the floor, and you'll be still stepping on the mat that has the rubbery holes in it. The only thing is because some of them are about an inch high, you can unfortunately trip on it, so you gotta be careful with that. And then, installing handrails and guards around the home, we're gonna be talking about your taxes soon, and a lot of these things are tax deductible. And so, installing handrails and guards are a great way to allow somebody to have the support. You know, we think we could use the wall. The wall doesn't, you know, give us enough support. So that kind of thing. And then, with older individuals, you got to improve their sight and hearing. So, if they have cataracts, they're going to be at higher risk for falling. If they have hearing deficits, they're going to be at higher risk for falling. So those are things you could do. All right, I put that on my website for you guys if you need. All right, now, next. All right, kitty cats and doggies. Apparently, they are now being criticized for contributing to the opioid crisis. Yeah, Fido. There's a study led by researchers at the University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine and School of Veterinary Medicine. And what they did is they published on Friday, reviewing all opioid pills and patches dispensed for dogs, cats, and other small animals. And so they looked at four opioids, tramadol, hydrocodone, codeine, and fentanyl patches. And these are prescribed to dogs and cats, fentanyl patches. Also a small percentage for rabbits, snakes, birds. They say during this time, researchers found the quantity of these prescriptions rose by 41%, while the number of annual visits rose by 13%. They say, as we are seeing the opioid epidemic press on, we are identifying other avenues of possible human consumption and misuse. So veterinary opioids seem to be a very, very hot commodity. Now, we were talking about last year how many pet owners may, unfortunately, not all of them, because most of us love our pets, will say the pet's in pain, get the prescription, and take it themselves. We've even heard of humans taking their kids' pain medications. So we definitely have some work to do on how we treat our animals, but it's interesting. Some states, such as Maine and Colorado, require veterinarians to look up the owner's opioid prescription history before they can write the prescription for the pet. 20 states now require veterinarians to report their opioid prescriptions to a central database, just like medical doctors do, and I think that's expanding. The problem with the former is where you check on the owner is you could very easily have the owner that doesn't have the prescription history, right, be the one to bring them in. But they may look up the spouse, too. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.